This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Swarms of concertgoers who showed up to Nashville's Nissan Stadium for night three of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour were forced to shelter in place for close to 4 hours due to severe stormy weather. People were packed tightly together as they were lashed by rain and high winds. No concessions were open, and water pooled around concertgoers' feet. Hey fans, shake it off! Abel Tesfaye has been recording music as The Weeknd for 10 years, but we hear he's ready to retire that name. He'll be featured in the upcoming HBO drama The Idol, a project he also co-created. He says he will still make new music, but he's not sure if it will be under the name The Weeknd or Abel Tesfaye. Yeah, Tesfaye really rolls off the tongue. Britney Spears' memoir has been put on hold over concerns from some A-listers who know her. Yep, the publisher, Simon & Schuster, received strongly worded legal letters from those who fear what the toxic singer has written. A source said, because of that, the book is now on hold and may never come out. Wow, she must have some crazy dirt on people. Selena Gomez's ex-BFF called her out for drinking after a kidney transplant. Francia Reza and Gomez were best friends, so when Selena needed a kidney transplant, Francia gave her one. But when Selena later began drinking, Francia asked her to stop as it put stress on the organ. When she didn't, their friendship ended. Nothing worse than a stressed organ. Marvel Studios' Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 kicked off the summer box office season with a $114 million domestic opening weekend, keeping last month's momentum going with strong audience reception that should allow James Gunn's final film to leg out in theaters. Overseas, Guardians Volume 3 added another $168 million. Ka-ching!
Dead or alive!
Austrian-born Falco had several hits in the 80s, including the German-language indie hit Der Kommissar, which was followed by an English-language version by the band After the Fire that became a huge MTV hit. Dead or alive? Dead. Falco's rental car was struck by a bus in the Dominican Republic in 1998. Aww. Barry star Bill Hader won't sign anything after a weird late-night encounter with a Star Wars fan. Hader, who voiced BB-8 in Star Wars The Force Awakens, says he stopped signing memorabilia after watching a father keep his young son up until 3 a.m. at an after-party to get an autograph for an item he planned to sell online. Classy. Chris Brown was seen arguing with longtime friend and mentor Usher. Yeah. At first, Brown was arguing with Teyana Taylor at the Skate Rock City roller rink in Las Vegas during his 34th birthday party because she was ignoring him while he was trying to talk to her. When he began yelling at her, Usher stepped in. Hey, Brown, rein in that temper of yours. 79-year-old Robert De Niro has welcomed his seventh child. A spokesperson for the actor did not reveal either the child's name or sex. Tiffany Chen, a New York-based martial arts instructor, is the baby's mother. They met on the set of the 2015 film The Intern, where Chen played the martial arts instructor. Wow, that's a stretch.
Idiot of the Week!
Katy Perry was spotted looking quite confused as she wandered around Westminster Abbey in London in search of her seat for King Charles III's coronation. Much to the amusement of Twitter, it instantly became a meme. Admittedly, we loved seeing Katy looking confused amongst the royals, much like Charles did for the entire ceremony. Idiot! Savannah Chrisley may not want children following her parents, Todd and Julie Chrisley, receiving a 19-year prison sentence. She said, quote, "I'm in that anger part of grief, and I'm just angry at everything," unquote. She was granted custody of her 10-year-old niece and 16-year-old brother after her parents were found guilty of tax evasion and bank fraud. Chrisley knows shit. Actor Ray Liotta's cause of death has been revealed 1 year after he passed away suddenly in the Dominican Republic. The Goodfellas star died at age 67 in his sleep from heart and respiratory issues, specifically fluid in the lungs, respiratory insufficiency, and acute heart failure. So, who'd he pay off to keep it quiet this long? Australian pop star Sia wed longtime boyfriend Dan Bernard in an intimate ceremony at Villa Olivetta, the home of designers Stefano Dolce and Domenico Gabbana in Portofino, Italy. She wore a light pink lace-embroidered fishtail gown, and her hair was fastened with a short veil. Yep, where Sia is, a veil is always nearby. Canadian pop-punk group Sum 41 announced they're splitting up after 27 years. They said, quote, "We'll be finishing all our current tour dates this year, and we're looking forward to releasing our final album, Heaven Times Hell, along with a final worldwide headlining tour." Well, I guess we'll see if the sum is greater than the individual parts. The Trash Bin. Frequent trash bin resident Mama June planned an extravagant Panama City, Florida wedding to Justin Smalls Stroud. She boasted that her venue, hotel rooms, wedding dress, bridesmaid dresses, wedding planner's fee, plus the cost of multiple events throughout their weekend celebration came to $13,000. Wow, that much?
The news wrap-up.
Alphabet will unveil AI updates at Google, showing off creative writing and coding capabilities. The Walt Disney Company expanded its federal lawsuit, accusing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis of orchestrating a political retribution campaign against the company. Fox Corporation reported a net loss of $50 million. This was primarily due to charges associated with legal settlement costs at Fox News. Truth hurts.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, for the second week.
The number one album.
Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time is back on top.
The number one app.
It's still PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
It's The 23rd Midnight by James Patterson and Maxine Petro.
Meet 5050, a K-pop girl group consisting of four members, Seo, Sena, Aron, and Kina. Their viral single, Cupid, made 5050 the fastest K-pop group to enter the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and U.K. singles chart, doing so within 4 months. The song, which was recorded both in Korean and English, saw group member Kina co-writing the Korean lyrics. A fan-made, sped-up rendition of the English version went viral on TikTok. Cupid is a track that's being added to radio station playlists across the USA, and we love it. Here's K-pop group 5050 with the song of the week, Cupid. That was 5050 with the song of the week, Cupid. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.